देवी की जय, हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रेम नंदी हरि हरि बो, ग्लोरीज टू दी असेंबली बॉडीज, ग्लोरीज टू दी असेंबली बॉडीज, ग्लोरीज टू दी असेंबली बॉडीज, ग्लोरीज टू सी सी गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा, ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. You can just add it to it. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This melody is enough.
In the art of deception. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I just cannot stop sometimes. So, Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you for the second part of the seminar called Aligning Our Spiritual Lives, The Principle of the Path.
Hare Krishna, želim dobrodošlicu na drugom delu našeg seminara koji se zove Dovođenje u spada, u spad i princip puta.
Yesterday, we discussed how it is so important in our life that we choose the right path if we wish to attain a certain destination in our life. It's sometimes not enough to just have a good intention. You really need to go in the right direction, on the right path. I gave you as an example my own experience in South Africa. No, South... what was it? South India. South India. Where I was lost in the forest. I wanted to go home to the farm where I was, but I had taken the wrong path and the wolves were chasing me. Often, unfortunately, we understand the principle of the path when it comes to making a journey, but we rarely apply it in our lives.
I mi jako često shvatamo ovaj princip puta kada se negdje uputimo na putovanje, ali retko upotrebljamo, primenjamo ovaj princip u svojim životima.
Yes, I think yesterday we I left you with a question. It says, is what you are presently doing bringing you where you wish to go?
Ja sam si juče ostavio sa jednim pitanjem i pitao sam vas, da li ono što sada radite, da li vas to vodi tamo gdje želite da stignete?
We also discussed how sometimes in our lives it's just too late to change.
I mi jednostavno shvatimo da je nekada u našim životima previše kasno da se promenimo.
For instance, when you have consistently done mistakes in your health, and then you end up at a point where it's difficult to return to health because you have cancer or something so terrible. Very often we are in wrong relationships. Or we just go in the wrong direction in our life, and we need to change, but we just don't do it.
pogrešnom pravcu u našim životima i trebalo bi da se promenimo, ali mi to ne napravimo.
I gave you some five steps, or better, four steps to do when you want to change something.
I ja sam vam dao četiri koraka koje bi trebalo da napravite kada želite da promenite naše.
What was the first step?
Koji je bio prvi korak?
Yeah, where do you want to know? Find out where you want to know. But if you want to change something, yes, I guess it's also this. Recognition. Huh? You need to recognize, well, this is my life now. Yes, I guess, Bananini, it's correct. You have to also recognize where do I want to go. And then the second step.
Prvi korak je da prepoznamo gdje se sada nalazimo u svom životu i gdje želimo da idemo, a onda dolazi drugi korak.
Action, yes.
Onda trebamo djelovati.
Third step.
Treći korak.
Sacrifice, yes, austerity. Austerity is the universal principle which brings you from point A to point B in your life.
Strogost je univerzalni princip koji će vas dovesti od tačke A do tačke B. Morate izvršiti neku žrtvu.
The fourth step.
Četvrti korak.
Yes. I said facing the opposition. No? That is the inner opposition and outer opposition.
Četvrti korak je da se suočite sa otporom u sebi i sa otporom koji dolazi iz vaše sredine.
You yourself might find out I'm too lazy to change it. You there's an opposition in you.
Možete vidjeti da ste previše lenji da biste se promijenili, tako da postoji određeni otpor u vama.
Or people around you might not accept that you have made a change.
Ili ljudi oko vas ne mogu da prihvate da ste se vi promijenili.
What is the result of applying these principles?
I koji je rezultat primjene ovih principa?
Relief.
Wow,
I'm so heavy I did it.
Tako sam srećna što sam to napravila.
I can imagine that when you are making a reform, Dionysus, that in 10 years from now you will be the most happy person. I'm so happy I actually reformed this in my life.
Ja sam siguran da Dionysus, kada napraviš reformu, onda ćeš sigurno za 10 godina biti srećan.
Now, whenever I think of the name Dionysus, immediately an idea comes to my mind that it's very difficult to change.
Međutim, ja kada pomislim na ime Dionys, onda meni odmah se pojavi u glavi ideja da je jako teško da se promeni.
Do we not all can't we all sympathize with this?
Zar ne možemo svi da se osjećamo s ovim?
Oh, we see that there is something wrong in our life.
Mi vidimo da postoji nešto loše u našim životima.
Yes. And then to change so difficult.
I onda je tako teško promijeniti.
Why is it so difficult to change? Why do we keep on going in the wrong direction so often?
I zašto je tako teško promijeniti se? Zašto tako često nastavljamo da idemo pogrešnim putem?
It's easier. Comfort zone.
Zona komfora, lakše.
Habits. He is an acharya. He was to tell something. Why is it so difficult? One runs away. One doesn't want to face it.
Osoba beži od toga sa čime treba da se suoči.
It's conditioning.
Uslovljenost.
I believe it's so difficult to change something in our life because of the concepts which we have, the hopes which we have.
Ja sam ubeđen da je tako teško da se promenimo u našim životima zbog određenih zbog koncepta koji imamo i zbog
hopes. That this will work somehow.
I imamo nadu da će to na neki način
produkcionisati. In my mind there is a scientific experiment with a frog. They once took a frog and threw him into hot water, and immediately the frog was shocked and thought, this is too hot, my God, and he jumped out of the hot water.
Sada ono što imamo, to je jedan eksperiment koji su napravili sa žabom. Ubacili su ga u vrelu vodu, žabu su ubacili i ona je pomislila, joj, ovdje je previše toplo i skočila.
It was very easy for the frog to see that this water is too hot and therefore he changed his situation.
Bilo je veoma lako za ovu žabu da vidi da je ova voda previše topla i da promijeni svoju situaciju.
Then they made a second experiment, which was rather cruel. They created a little frog paradise.
A onda su napravili jedan drugi eksperiment koji je bio prilično okrutan, tako što su napravili jedan žabi raj.
How do you say this? Žabi raj. Jabirai, yes, Jabirai. You know, it was in a pen. There was a little island, almost like a tropical island with an artificial palm tree, and around it some nice water, and then this water grass.
I oni su napravili, stavili su jedan tiganj, napravili su jednu veštačku, gotovo tropsko ostrvo, stavili su jednu palmicu, onda okolo toga bila voda, onda veštačka trava.
And then they started to gradually increase the heat, slowly, slowly, slowly.
I oni su oni krenuli polako, postepeno da povišavaju temperaturu vode.
The frog said, thought, well, this is getting too hot, and it jumped into the water, which was already almost bubbling.
I onda je žaba pomislila, ovdje je previše toplo, i onda je skočila u vodu koja je već onako krenula do ključa skoro.
And then I thought, but this is too hot, and then went on an island.
I onda je pomislila, joj, ovdje je previše toplo, onda se vratila na ostrvo.
The sand on that frog island was almost glowing, it was so hot.
I taj pesak na tom ostrovu, on se bio toliko topao da se prosto sijao.
But he looked around and said, this is a frog paradise.
Ali ta žaba je gledala mi kako, ove žabi
raje. I think I will enjoy here.
I mislim da ću ovdje uživati.
And meanwhile, the temperature kept on increasing so that the water was boiling. So the frog, in order to get relief from the hot island, jumped into the hot water.
I onda se ta voda sve dalje više i više dogrevala i počela da pljuča i žaba umjesto da nađe neko lakšanje za ono ostrvo, ono u jednom trenu bilo toliko vrelo da ono skočilo u vodu.
And in the hot water of his comfort zone, of his imagined paradise, he found his death and breathed his last.
I onda je u toj zamišljene komfort, zoni komfora, ta žaba je našla svoju smrt i izdahnula se u posljednjem.
My dear devotees, there are many, many people who are in this illusory, mayic misunderstanding, I'm enjoying life.
Moji dragi bhakti, postoji tako puno ljudi koji se nalaze u toj iluziji i misle da mogu da uživaju ovaj život.
There are many, many stories of silent tears and silent crying and silent suffering.
I postoje mnoge, mnoge priče o tihim suzama, o tihim jesima.
And many, many of these are happening also in spiritual movements all over.
I mnogo takvih stvari se također dešava u duhovnim pokretima.
Because we live in the hope. This will work out.
Zato što mi živimo u nadi. Ovo će profunkcionisati.
I'm not blissful now.
Nisam baš sada blažen.
Chanting for me is really an unpleasant duty.
I mantranje za mene stvarno je jedna neprijatna dužnost.
Service is something which I must do. But where I don't feel the inner fire that let me do this. But somehow or other the idea to change something in our life is just not coming to us. Because we don't know the principle of the path. That is, that the path which you choose in your life, that what you do in your life, the direction you take, determines your destination, not necessarily your good intentions and your beliefs.
To je zato što ne znamo da put koji izaberemo i da pravac koji izaberemo u kome ćemo ići, da je to ono što određuje naš život, a ne namere i naše želje.
There is some another reason why it is so difficult to change.
I postoji još jedan razlog zašto je tako teško promeniti.
In Sanskrit, this is called prayas.
Na sanskritu se ovo zove prayas.
A short-term goal, a short-term satisfaction.
To je neko zadovoljstvo koje dobijate odmah.
Like for instance, when we were children, when I was a young bhakta, I had my preaching party and I had this much of a bowl with box with ladus. I said this is for the people which I want to bring to Krishna consciousness.
I ja se sjećam da sam ja bio mladi bakta i kada smo propovedali, onda sam ja imao jednu onoliku kutiju koja je bila puna ladla i rekao sam da mi je to potrebno za ljude kojima propovedam.
But really, I ate, I think every 2 days, I ate like 20 kgs of ladus.
Ali svaka, ja mislim, 2 dana ja pojela 20 kilograma ladla.
Ashok Kumar was driving the Toyota van and I was in the back preparing for preaching. And I ate so much ladus that I couldn't sleep in the night. Too much sugar in the blood. As I know now, too much yin. Yes. And I knew, my God, I have to stop this ladu orgian, you know, this, how do you say orgia, you know. But it felt so good on the tongue. I also have a yesik. Yes. Yeah. And then we ruin our health and our life. We can't sleep in the night. That means we sleep during the day. My dear devotees, this is a harmless example, but it makes the point. Something grabs our attention. This is called prayas.
I moj dragi bat, ovo je jedan bezazlani primjer, ali on može da nam ilustruje pointu da nešto jednostavno privuče našu pažnju i to je prejas.
And because something, although it is not good in the long run, has grabbed our attention, we don't pursue what is called shreyas, or the things which have a long-term benefit.
I zato što nam je pred očima nešto što je odmah tu, što će nam odmah doneti zadovoljenje, mi onda nemamo na umu taj dugoročni plan.
An example in the Hare Krishna movement, you know, we all know that if I would just read regularly in Prabhupada's books, I would be more convinced, I would think more often of Krishna, because I always put new informations in my mind. But then when it's my reading time, and my friend comes, or the mobile phone rings, or there's some interesting ISKCON ITV movie in my DVD player, Hare Krishna, the other things grabs my attention.
I imamo čuveni primjer u istom pokretu. Mi znamo da je dobro svakog dana čitati Šrimad Bhagavatam i da bi nas to učinilo ubeđenijem, da bismo imali više ubeđenja, da bismo onda više razmišljali o Krišni, jer bismo stalno imali novi dotok informacija, ali međutim kada dođe naše vreme za čitanje, onda nam dođe prijatelj ili nam zvoni mobilni ili se pojavi u naš DVD stavimo video ITV.
Many people's life has been changed because something at one time of their life grabbed their attention.
I životi mnogih ljudi su promenjeni upravo zbog toga što im je u jednom trenutku u njihovom životu nešto uhvatilo, zgrabilo pažnju.
And wherever our attention goes, That's where our life will go.
I gdje god naša pažnja ide, gdje god je ona usmjerena, to je pravac u kome će naš život ići.
Wherever your attention goes, there is where your life goes.
Gdje god je vaša pažnja usmjerena, to je mjesto gdje će vaš život ići.
When I asked my father, how did you become a Nazi? He said, you know, this whole, you know, I saw this parade and there were the tanks and Adolf was coming and saying, Hari Bol, you know, and everyone else went, not Hari Bol, Heil Hitler. I thought, my God, this has power, this has energy, this movement.
Ja sam vidio paradu i onda su tu bili ti ogromni moćni tenkovi, to je bio Adolf Hitler i svima je likao, svima je pozdravljao sa Hitler. I svi su mu pozdravljali i ja sam bio tako, vidio sam tu snagu i tu moć, tu energiju.
This parade!
I ova parada.
With the flags!
Sa zastavom.
With the torches!
Sa...
It grabbed my attention. Or you know, for men, very often their life has developed because one day they were just on the shopping street and then they saw Mrs. Schminka coming, and when they saw Mrs. Schminka, wow! Mrs. Schminka is dobro.
Mnogim ljudima se život razvija na takav način što bi otišli u kupovinu i onda bi jedan put ugledali gospođicu Šminku. I onda bi rekli, ova gospođica Šminka
je dobro. Or, you know, many women, they saw Mr. Muscle.
Mnogi žene, one bi vidjela gospodina Mišićalo.
Yes, the Mišićko. And it grabbed their attention. And the rest of their life they just went in this direction. It was not necessarily good for them. It was not the right relationship which gave them everlasting satisfaction. Ali it grabbed their attention.
Ali to je pribuklo njihovu pažnju.
Opposed to this is something which you give your attention to.
I ono što se tome suprotstavlja jeste nešto čemu vi dajete svoju pažnju.
Spiritual life, at least in the beginning, when you are not yet in raga bhakti, is something you need to give your attention to on a regular basis.
Duhovni život, makar u početku, kada niste još došli do stupnja raga bhakti, jest nešto čemu morate da dajete svoju pažnju.
Who has difficulties rising up in the morning 4:30, like or 4 o'clock, so that you're ready at 4:30?
Kod vas ima problem da ustane ujutru u 4 ili 4:30 da biste bili spremni na vreme.
I'm a night owl, you know, by nature.
Ja sam sam noćna ptica po prirodi.
Now Prabhupada said there is tremendous benefit if you practice your spiritual practices during the Brahma Muhurta hour.
A Šrila Prabhupada je rekao da postoji neizmjerna moć u tome ako praktikujete svoje duhovne aktivnosti u toku Brahma Muhurta.
It's early, early in the morning. And he said if you go for, what was it, 13 or 14 years to Mangal Arati, every day, svakidanč, then, wait, Radha Kriva, then everything you say will be the truth because you speak with the power of enlightenment.
Onda Šila Prabhupada rekao, ako svakoga dana u toku 13 ili 14 godina ustajete na Mangala Arati, onda sve što kažete, to će biti istina zahvaljujući moći prosvjetljenja.
This is an example of something which may not immediately grab our attention to get up and then come every day to and practice in the morning. You know, we have to give it our attention.
I to je primjer nečega što neće odmah privući našu pažnju, već to je nešto čemu mi moramo posvetiti svoju pažnju.
Mangala Arati is, in other words, not like Mrs. Schminka or Mr. Muscle.
I u drugim rečima, Mangala Arati nije poput gospođe sa šminke ili poput gospodina Mišića.
Where our mind goes, wow, it grabbed my, it captured my attention, we say.
Kada mi možemo da kažemo, wow, moja pažnja je stvarno fokusirana.
Going to Mangala Arati is not something which we could call a prayers-oriented activity.
I kada idemo na Mangala Arati, to nije nešto što bismo mogli nazvati aktivnošću koja je orijentisana na prejas.
No, it's something which we need to cultivate by giving it our attention.
To je nešto što mi moramo da kultiviramo na taj način što tome posvećujemo pažnju.
Chanting Hare Krishna is something we need to cultivate in the beginning by giving it our attention so that it can grow, our attraction can grow.
I mantranje je nešto čemu mi na početku moramo da posvećujemo svoju pažnju tako da naša privrženost, privlačnost raste.
Acting forgiving with forgiveness and compassionate and compassion to further the well-being of others is something which doesn't grab our attention immediately. It's something we have to give our attention to.
Kako bismo delovali tako da opraštamo drugima, tako da imamo samilosti prema njima, to je nešto čemu mi moramo dati svoju pažnju, nije nešto što će nas privući, što će...
Physical health, like making or making regular exercises for physical health, is certainly not something which grabs our attention. We have to somehow put that Surya Namaskar or Pranayam or whatever we do, that these 5 minutes of exercise, we have to give attention to this.
I da radimo vežbu kako bismo imali dobro zdravlje, to sigurno nije nešto što će odmah privući našu pažnju, ali mi moramo bilo koju vežbu da radimo, moramo odvojiti, posvetiti tih 5 minuta.
And by giving regular attention to it, that new life can grow from it.
I onda kako tome dajemo redovnu pažnju, onda iz toga može proisteći novi život.
So we have now a new principle. Attention, direction, and destination.
Tako da sada imamo novi princip, pažnja, smer i odredište.
Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. Dhyayato viṣayān puṃsā saṅghasteṣu pajāyate saṅghat saṅjayate kāma kamat krodha bijayate. He says, while giving attention to the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. And from such attachment, lust develops. And from lust, anger arises. There's a whole journey here. Starts with attention, continues with attachment, goes towards lust, and then frustrated lust, which is anger.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita kaže da dok osoba razmišlja o objektima čula, ona razvija pre svega vezanost za njih, onda iz takve vezanosti se razvija požuda, a onda iz požude dolazi do besa, do ljutnje.
This material world is like a machine. When you give in some part of the machine your attention, it just grabs it and pulls you into it.
I ovaj svet je poput mašine i kada jedan deo od te mašine date svoju pažnju, onda vas taj deo uhvati i povuče vas.
So you have to learn to give your attention to the things which bring you where you want to give.
Tako da morate da naučite da dajete svoju pažnju onim stvarima koje će vas odvesti tamo gde želite da idete.
I want to ask you now a question. This morning I said to Igor, in my questions is all the benefit of the seminar. In other words, if you really think about an answer to the question which you will hear, you will something will make click in you.
Drugim rečima, ako stvarno dobro razmislite o ovom pitanju koje ćete čuti, ako naćete na njega odgovor, onda će nešto jednostavno preključiti vam.
Slušajte. What are worthless things you need to turn your attention away from?
Koje su to bezvredne stvari od kojih vi želite da skrenete svoju pažnju?
I will say it again because Rishabha was asleep. What are the worthless things you need to turn your attention away from?
Koje su to bezvredne stvari od kojih vi želite da skrenete svoju pažnju?
Please don't just make, you can make notes of this, but don't tell it. It might be very embarrassing.
Možete napraviti beleške o tome, ali nemojte to reći, može biti prilično posramljujuće.
Krishna. It can also be attitudes.
To se također može odnositi na stavove.
It can be certain parts of your computer program.
To se može odnositi na određene delove vašeg kompjuterskog programa.
For some people, the house of prostitution is just one mouse click away.
Za neke ljude kuća prostitucije je samo na jedan klik mišem.
Daleko. All right, so let's go on. My dear devotees, things which grab our attention usually grab our emotions.
Moji dragi bhakte, stvari koje obično privlače našu pažnju, privlače i naše osjećanje.
Our attachments.
Naše veze.
And it is these attachments which keep us where we are and which keep us from progressing.
I te vezanosti, one su upravo te koje nas drže na mjestu na kome jesmo i sprečavaju nas da napredujemo.
Typical attention grabbers.
I tipični hvatači pažnje.
An eye which falls onto a beautiful body of the opposite sex.
Oko koje se zaustavi na prelepom obliku pripadnika suprotnog spola.
A tongue which becomes fascinated with a particular type of preparation which is not healthy.
Ili jezik koji postaje fasciniran određenom vrstom preparacije koja nije nimalo zdravo.
A heart which wants love.
Srce koje želi ljubav.
But thinks it can find it in the temporary things in the world.
Ali misli da je može naći u prolaznim stvarima ovog sveta.
Attention grabbers are powerful and they can easily overcome us.
I ovi hvatači pažnje su jako moćni i mogu nas lako uhvatiti.
Now, I want to read to you something from the Bible.
Ja sam želim da pročitam nešto iz Biblije.
Hallelujah. When I was a child, I read this and I thought it's fantastic. And then I forgot about it for many, many years. And then just a little while ago, I remembered it, and I thought, in my next seminar, I will read you from the Bible. The Bible. That's how they say.
Kada sam bio mali, ja sam često ovo čitao, jako sam to volio, ali onda sam to zaboravio i nisam se uopšte toga sećao i nedavno sam se toga prisjetio, pomislio sam sljedeći put kada vam budem pričao, ja ću vam ovo pročitati.
Who remembers who was Solomon?
Ko se seća, ko je bio Solomon?
Solomon.
No, Bible?
Not so much.
Solomon. What is his name? Salomonische Weisheit. Solomon. It's Solomon, not Solomon. Not you play a solo on your harmonium, but Solomon is something else. Yes. So Solomon said, "Wisdom should be my sister, and knowledge my special friend."
I on je rekao, mudrost bi trebalo da bude moja sestra, a znanje moj specijalni prijatelj.
He lived in some house, and he would often look from his window down on the road, and he would watch the different people passing on the road.
On je živio u jednoj kući, onda bi često gledao sa svog prozora dole na put i gledao bi ljude koji su tu prolazili.
Now on the corner of the road, where he lived, there was a woman who was, I'm remembering at this moment the Rolling Stones, who was practiced in the art of deception. She was practiced in the art of deception, doodle-doodle-doo. You know, it was a strange woman. Maya Devi, we would say. She was beautiful, and she would just take people down the road. Come with me, boy. And then she would spend a night on white linen. Yeah, to say it in more blunt language, it was a night of flesh and physical juices. Or even more dirty sex. No love, huh?
Yeah.
So many men Solomon had seen were going to her. And later in the morning she had a friend who after they had the people had paid, he would beat up her lovers.
I onda ona bi ujutru imala jednog prijatelja koji bi došao i koji bi onda ujutru prebio te njene dužnike.
So here is the Bible. Looking out from my house, says Solomon, watching through the window, I saw among the young men one who didn't have any sense.
I sada dolazi citat. Gledajući iz svoje kuće, sa svog prozora, ja sam među mladim ljudima vidio jednog koji nije imao razuma.
He was walking in the street near to the turn of her road, going on the way to her house.
I on je išao na put, prilazeći sve bliže okuci na kojoj se nalazila njena kuća.
It was night. The day turned into the evening. And the road became black. A woman came out to him in the dress of a loose woman with a designing heart. Planning heart, you know, calculating.
koja je raspuštena, I couldn't find a word for the lady, koja je raspuštena I ona mu se pojavila sa srcem koje je obećavalo.
Her heart is full of noise.
I njeno srce je puno zvukova.
She's uncontrolled.
Ona je nekontrolisana.
She cannot keep her feet in her house.
I ona ne može da zadrži svoje stopalo u svojoj kući.
Now she is in the street. Now she is on the marketplace.
I sada je na ulici, sada je na tržnici.
Waiting at every turn of the road.
I ona čeka na svakoj okuci puta.
So then she describes. So she took the young man's hand.
I sada ona pisuje, I ona je uzela ruku tog mladog čovjeka.
And kissed him on his lips without a sign of shame.
I onda ga je poljubila usta bez ikakvog znaka stida.
And she said, I've done my sacrifices at the temple, for today my oaths are successful. So I came out in the hope of meeting you.
I onda mi ona rekla, ja sam danas napravila svoje žrtvovanje u templu I moji zaveti su danas ispunjeni, tako da sam došla sa nadom da ću sresti tebe.
I looked for you with care, now I have you.
I tražila sam te sa pažnjom, a sada sam te našla.
My bed is covered with cushions of needlework.
I moj krevet je sad pokriven jastucima.
It is covered with the best thread of Egypt.
I on je pokriven najboljim tkaninama iz Egipta.
I have made my bed sweet with perfumes and spices.
Ja sam svoju spavaću sobu namirisala najlepšim parfemima I začinima.
Come, let us take our pleasure and love till the morning.
I hajde dođi, hajde da uživamo I da budemo u ljubavi sve do jutra.
For the master of the house is away on a long journey.
Za gospodara kuće to je dugačak put.
He is coming back at the full moon.
On se vraća kada je pun mesec.
Then Solomon says, I saw the simple man goes after her.
I Solomon kaže, ja sam vidio kod jednostavnog čovjeka kako ide za njom.
Like an ox going to its death.
Poput vola koji ide u svoju štalu.
Like a bird falling into a net.
Poput ptice koja pada u svoje gnezdo.
With no thought that his life is in danger.
Bez ikakve misli da je njegov život u opasnosti.
Till all of a sudden an arrow goes into his side.
I dok onda ni se jedna strela nije zabila u njega.
See, this man thought, well, everything is very nice. There's a beautiful invitation.
Vidite, ovaj čovjek je mislio, po sve u redu, ovdje postoji jedan prelijep poziv.
I'm on the right path to enjoyment.
Ja sam na pravom putu ka uživanju.
I have everything I want.
Ja sam sve ono što želim.
Now, I just will follow this arrangement of God.
I sada ću samo pratiti ovaj Božji aranžman.
This man didn't know about the principle of the path.
I ovaj čovjek nije znao o principu puta.
Whatever you choose the direction in your life, it will bring you to a situation which is not good.
Da što god da uradite, onaj smjer koji izaberete u svom životu, da vas to može dovesti do mjesta koje nije dobro.
Solomon, who is wise and who has seen many people going the wrong path, knows, and he wants to warn the young men.
I Salomon, koji zna što se tu dešava, on želi da upozori sve te ljude.
He says, those who are wounded by her are great in number.
I on kaže, oni koji su ranjeni od nje, njihov broj je jako veliki.
And those who have come to their death through her are a great army.
A oni koji su zbog nje postali mrtvi, oni predstavljaju veliku vojsku.
Her house is the way to the underworld.
I njena kuća je put za podzemlje.
Going down to the rooms of death.
Put ka sobama smrti.
This is a little bit from another scripture about what we are talking here.
I sad smo malo čuli iz nekih drugih spisa o iste stvari koje mi ovdje govorimo.
Sometimes we are on the wrong path, but we don't notice it until it is too late. Sometimes we live a life full of compromise. And we are actually not open to critique. We feel disturbed. Like when you know, if Solomon would have told this nice young man, wait a minute, I know what is happening afterwards. All your money is taken away and then you get a solid beating. I have seen an army of people going this way. Don't go this way. The sacred scriptures always have such uncomfortable advice for us. While we think our path is all right and afterwards everyone is doing what we do,
mi mislimo da naš put nije komplikovan i nakon nekog vremena svi rade ono što mi radimo.
Yes, you know, no one is chanting sincere rounds.
I onda niko više ne mantra šest krugova.
No one follows the principles.
Onda više niko ne slijedi principe.
Only Sadanandi. No one is, you know, thinking any longer of getting up early.
Onda niko više ne razmišlja o tome kako da ustaje ujutro rano.
No one thinks of crying out and help to Krishna.
Niko ne misli o tome kako da zapomaže Krishna i za
to. It's all right, it's all right. Yes, but the wise men know our path which we have taken won't bring us to the result where we want to go.
Ali mudri ljudi oni znaju.
Therefore, give your attention now to the right things. Give your attention to pure actions. Then you will get a pure mind. And when you have a pure mind, then it will be possible for you to give your attention to Krishna.
A kada budete imali čistu, onda ćete moći da posvetite svoju pažnju Krišni.
I have a question for you.
Imam jedno pitanje za vas.
Have you ever walked into trouble that was predictable?
Da li ste uleteli u nevolju koju ste mogli da predvidite?
One of my disciples has just gone on a crazy ride with a mountain bike. I don't know if you know mountain bike, you know, you just drive down the mountain as fast as possible.
Ne znam da li vam je poznato to, ali onda idete biciklom niz planinu što je brže moguće.
And if you are especially crazy, you go to one of these things where you go like zup and then you fly through the Alps.
I onda ste naročito ludi, onda dođete do jednog uzvišenja i onda letite kroz Alpe.
And I had told this disciple many times, see, so and so, life is not for enjoying these crazy things.
Jer sam ja tom svom učeniku rekao, mnogo puta vidiš, život nije za uživanje ludih stvari.
And he always does these things.
I on uvijek radi te stvari.
The last thing I heard, he jumped from you know, we were on a sailing boat and he jumped down from the top of the sailing boat and his whole shoulder flew out of the, what is it, the gelenk, yeah, the joint.
Ono što isto se sećam što je napravio, da skočio sa vrha jedrnjaka.
Now he was flying through the Alps on his mountain bike. Of course he landed in an unfortunate way, he broke his foot and his leg and everything. While he was in the air it was very nice. But then Achoo! Ow! We lost. Are you sometimes in this situation? Of course. We are often doing something which feels very good at the moment, but which brings us pain later.
Mi jako često radimo nešto što nam sada donosi zadovoljstvo, ali što će nam kasnije doneti bol.
A good place to give attention is given in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, text 65.
I dobro mesto gdje možemo da posvetimo svoju pažnju nam je dato u Bhagavad Giti u 18. poglavlju u tekstu broj 65.
Manmanabhava matpakto Majaji mang namaskuru mam vivaisyasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me manmanabhava matpakto majaji mang namaskuru mam vivaisyasi satyam te Patidane priyosime. Krishna says where we should give our attention. Four things. Every day you should make a list and you should check yourself. Am I doing these four things? If you give your things, your attention every day to these four things, Krishna says, you will come to me without fail. I promise you this. Would you like to know these four things?
Yes.
First thing, always think of me with your mind. Become my devotee. That means you should engage your senses in Krishna service. You know, grow something in the garden for Krishna. Worship me. And offer your homage unto me.
And
then Krishna says, you know, the homage means posture, pay your obeisances. Then Krishna says, thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Wonderful, isn't it? Vedrane, have you thought of Krishna already today, consciously? No need to answer. Nanda Dulal, have you done something with your senses to just worship, to engage in Krishna's service today?
Nanda Dulal, da li si ti upotrebio svoje čulo danas u službu Krišne?
Nityananda Kari, have you done some worship of Krishna today?
Nityananda Kari, da li si ti danas obožavala Krišnu?
Fully surrendered Madayanti, have you offered your obeisances today with your mind to Krishna? These are the four things you should give your attention to, and then you will surely come to Krishna without fail. But see, most of our life looks like this. Something happened and I wanted to go there, but then someone talked to me and I went there. Yes. Hare Krishna. Something grabbed our attention. So it's so important to learn to give our attention. So Hare Krishna, I want to congratulate you. You have survived the first part of this heavy lecture. Now comes my favorite part. I want to introduce to you something which, if you give your attention to this one thing, Krishna will always be with you. It's kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna, can you see how the energy changes? it's not enough to speak about what we shouldn't do. We must speak and practice what we should do. There is a wonderful shloka in Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita about kirtan and its power. Yesterday we spoke about hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam as one of the processes we should give attention to. But Sanatana Goswami says, Krishna, when I hear about you, you become bound with a very thin thread. But you're so free, then you break the thread and you go somewhere else. I have heard about you. You were close to me, but then you broke the thin thread and you went somewhere else. Then Krishna, I sit down and meditate about you. And then you become bound to me by a rope. You stay longer. But because you are so independent and free, you also break this rope, my dear Lord. But when I sit and sing kirtan, you become bound by an iron chain. And you can't break that chain. Oh, you whose body is like a dark rain cloud and who are dressed in yellow garments as beautiful as lightning. In kirtan you can't escape, you are captured.
O ti koji imaš predivno telo poput kišnog oblaka i koji imaš odeću žutu i svetlo poput munje, ti kada sednemo u kirtan, ti onda više ne možeš pobeći onome kada te uhvati.
You can see this in the progression of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that finally when Gop Kumar travels to Braj, to Vrindavan, just before that he learns a kirtan of the holy names of Krishna. And he sings this particular kirtan which I would like to sing with you today, which then brings him into the presence of Gopal Krishna.
It's
on that piece of paper. Maybe we can ask Taran Chaitanya to hold this for us. Taran, would you be so kind, or is it? Maybe you can come just here. Next to my side, that I have your beautiful association. And this is a kirtan which is full of the Lord's holy names. It is said that when you sing Krishna's names, when you make advancement, then your singing becomes Preshta Nam Sankirtan.
u svom pevanju svetog imena, da onda to vaše pevanje postaje Prešta Nam Sankirtana.
Prešta means the beloved.
A Prešta znači voljeni.
You sing songs like Giridhari Shyam Hari Murari, Shyama Pyari Govardhana Dari, Govinda Gopal Shira Dadadanad, Priya Priyatam Shishama Sham, Kishora Kishori Radha Mulida, Radhika Hari Radha Damoda. Oh, you sing this one. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda Kishora Krishna. Please. Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Divallavi Divanaradikesha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Divallavi Divanaradikesha Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda Kishora Krishna Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shivallavi Divanaradikesha Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda Kishora Krishna Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shivallavi Divanaradikesha Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shivallavi Divanaradikesha Hare Krishna. You know, kirtan means to enter the presence of the one who is kirti, who is to be glorified.
Kirtan u stvari znači da dođemo u prisustvo onoga ko je kirti, onoga ko zaslužuje da bude slavljen.
Kirtan means to sing the name of the beloved deity so much so that you are feeling you are close to him.
Kirtan to znači da toliko pevate ime vaše voljeno božanstvo da se onda osjećate blisko njemu.
In Vrindavan you see many devotees who just chant the names Govinda, Govinda, Gopala, Govinda, Gopala, Govinda, Gopala, Govinda, Jaya, Jaya, Gopala, Jaya, Jaya, like this, huh? Or Radhe Radhe Radha Rani all day and all night, just this. Yes, because by kirtan you enter the presence. But kirtan with a special mood, the way Sanatana Goswami says, the chakora bird, chataka bird, cries for the rain clouds.
ali cef kirtan u posebnom raspoloženju, u raspoloženju čatata ptice koja plače sa oblakom koji donosi krišu.
It's a bird who doesn't drink the water from the ground, but only from the sky, the sky-born water.
To je ptica koja ne pije vodu sa zemlje, već pije jedinu vodu koja padne iz oblaka.
So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan group, there was one particular, the best of the chakora birds, Swarup Damodara.
I onda u kirtan grupu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio je jedan bhakta koji je bio najbolji od svih tih takvih čatata ptica, to je bio Swarup Damodara.
Swarup Damodara knew the two reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared in this world. The internal and the external reason.
I Swarup Damodara je poznavao dva razloga zbog kojih se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio u ovom svetu. Te spoljne razloge i unutrašnje razloge.
The Swarup Damodara is an authority on these both reasons, and he would sing Hare Krishna kirtan or Naam, let us say Naam kirtan, but he would also sing different Leela kirtans for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
On je čarja za opet ta razloga i on bi za Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pevao Naam kirtan, ali takođe bi pevao i razne Leela kirtan.
There is a verse about Swarup Damodara which says that he kept the jewels of Gauranga's pastimes in the treasure chest of his heart.
Postoji jedan stih u Svarom Damodaru koji kaže da je on čuvao drbulje zavoja gospodina Čajtanje u jednom mestu za glavu u svom srcu.
And later he took these jewels of Gauranga's pastimes and garlanded one very worthy disciple of his with this jeweled garland, that is Raghunathas.
I onda je uzao te garland koje je napravljeno od drvulja i onda je njime stavio taj venac na jednom svog učenika i to je bio Raghunathas.
Later when Raghunathas Goswami went to Radhakund, he would hold lectures on these jewels which he had been garlanded with for 4 hours each day.
I onda kasnije, Raghunathas Goswami je na Radhakundu, on je svakoga dana 4 sata govorio na osnovu tih drvulja, na osnovu tog venca koji je dobio.
Swarup Damodara had asked Raghunathas Goswami to memorize his katacha, his notes on the leelas of Gauranga. And later, when Raghunathas Goswami spoke from memory, there was one particular devotee in his assembly. His name was Krishnadas Kaviraj at Radhakund.
I Swarup Damodara je zamolio Raghunathas Goswamija da on pamti sve te zabave iz njegovih beleški i kasnije kad Raghunathas Goswami govorio po svom sećanju, to je bio jedan bhakta koji to zapisivao i to je bio Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
And he wrote down from memory the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, which, you know, the pastimes which he had heard from Raghunathas Goswami.
I on je na osnovu svog sećanja napisao čitavu knjigu Chaitanya Charitamrita na osnovu tih priča koje čuo od Raghunathas Goswami.
We would like to now ask for your blessings. We are the Gauranga Bhajan band number 2 here. and we want to do something for you. So please give us your blessing.
Sada bismo želeli da zatražimo vaše blagoslove. Mi smo ovde Gauranga Bhajan Band broj 2 i molim vas da blagoslovite nas tako da bismo mogli nešto da odsviramo za vas.
Every year, the Ratha Yatra of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra took place in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wake up very early in the morning and with his associates, he would go towards the Lion Gate, the gate of the Puri temple. One lion, Gaura Singha, went to meet the other lion, Lord Jagannath. The Lion Gate would open, and Lord Jagannath would slowly be carried by his servants on the Ratha Yatra car. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his kirtan.
I onda ujutru gospodin Čajtanja Mahaprabhu bi se probudio jako rano i onda bi krenuo sa svojim pratijacima ka Lavi Kapiji. I onda bi se tu dva lava srela na Lavi Kapiji i gora Sintu.
Then when Lord Chaitanya started his kirtan, he formed 7 kirtan groups, one in the front of the cart, 2 on each side, that's 5, and 2 in the back.
Jedna bi se nalazila ispred koče gospodina Jagannatha po 2 sa strane, to bi već bilo 5 ukupno, i 2 bi se nalazila na začelju.
The kirtan would become ecstatic.
I onda bi kirtan postao ekstatičan.
And in the heights of the ecstatic kirtan, Gauranga manifested 7 forms.
I onda na vrhuncu te ekstaze, Gauranga Mahaprabhu bi manifestovao svojih 7 oblika.
And in each one of the 7 forms, he danced in one of the 7 kirtan groups.
I onda u svakom od tih 7 oblika, on bi igrao u svakoj od 7 kirtan grupa.
My dear devotees, don't think this is very strange.
I moji dragi bhakti, nemojte misliti da ovo nešto jako čudno.
In Dvaraka, the Lord expands into 16,000 forms and lives in his palaces.
U Dvaraki, gospodin se ekspandira u 16,000 oblika i živi sa svojim kraljicama u palacama.
In the Rasa dance, the Lord expanded in as many gopis as there were.
I u Rasa plesu, gospodin se manifestuje u onoliko oblika ukoliko ima gopija.
Then what is the problem of Lord Chaitanya expanding into 7 forms? And then the Lord wished to dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Had tears in his eyes. He showed signs of trembling, laughing, fainting, horripilation, roaring.
gospodin je imao suze u svojim očima i onda bi on pokazivao razne simptome, drhtao bi, tresao se, ježio bi se, vrikao bi.
And then Swarup Damodar started his kirtan.
I onda Swarup Damodar započeo svoj kirtan.
Swarup Damodar only needed to sing one line.
Swarup Damodar je trebalo da otpeva samo jedan stih.
And this line sent Lord Chaitanya to the highest zenith of ecstasy.
I onda bi samo jedan deo tog stiha odveo gospodinu Chaitanya do vrhunca njegove ekstaze.
The line is Seto Paranata Painu Joho Logi Madana Dahane Juri Genu. I have finally found the Lord of my life, for whom I had longed so long.
I ovaj stih glasi, najzad sam pronašla gospodina svog života, za kojim sam čeznula čitavog života.
I was burning in the flames of desires to meet my Krishna. Now he is there.
Ja sam gorela u plamenu vatre da sretnem svog Krishna, a sada je on ovdje.
This was the theme song of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who had adopted the mood of Radha after Krishna had left Vrindavan to go to Mathura.
I ovo je bilo pesma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji je prihvatio raspoloženje Shrimati Radharani nakon što je Krishna otišao iz Vrindavana.
Just like Radha, Lord Chaitanya had not seen Krishna for a long time. Yes, it was after all the 2 weeks where the Lord did not give darshan. Now, when Swarup Damodar sang, I have finally found the Lord of my life, Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Radha, thought, oh, Krishna has come back to Vrindavan.
I onda kada je Svarup Damodar pevao taj stih, najzad sam pronašao gospodara svog života, onda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se vratio u Vrindavan.
Sing more, sing more, sing more, said Gauranga.
I peva još, peva još, peva još, rekao je Gauranga.
Još, more, 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 please, save my life.
Još, 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 molim te, spasi moj život.
Then Lord then Swarup Damodar sang some more. Swarup Damodar always sang kirtans. Once when Gauranga Mahaprabhu and he and the kirtan party were circumambulating Jagannath Puri, Swarup Damodar sang the kirtan of the Lord, and Mahaprabhu became so absolutely wild with ecstasy that he ran and ran and ran and jumped chup, chup, into a dry well.
I onda jednom kada je Svarup Damodar pevao kirtan i kada su išli u parikramu kod Jagannath Purija, onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu postao toliko ludo zanosa da se zaletio i skočio u jedan presušeni bunar.
India is very dry in the summer and the dry wells go very deep because the groundwater is very, very low.
India je dosta suva zemlja, specijalno leti, i onda ti bunari presuše i oni su jako, jako duboki zato što se voda u zemlji nalazi jako duboko.
So the devotees were thinking, my God, Mahaprabhu will have broken all his limbs and will have scratched his golden body on the side of the well. He will be hurt.
I onda su bakte mislili, gospodin Chaitanya sad sigurno polomio svoje udove i izgrebao je svoje telo u zidove tog bunara.
But they didn't know the power of Swarup Damodar's kirtan.
Ali oni nisu znali za moć kirtana Swarup Damodara.
Swarup Damodar kept on singing.
Swarup Damodar je dalje pevao.
And when the devotees finally came to the well to see what had happened with Gauranga, they saw him swimming in butter. This is the power of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Swarup Damodar kirtan.
I onda kada su bakte došli za tog bunara, oni su pogledali unutra i što su vidjeli? Gospodin Čajtanja je plivao u maslacu i to je moć kirtana Svarup Damodara.
We don't accept anyone who says I'm a good kirtan leader unless and until he can with his kirtan produce butter.
I ne prihvatamo da iko ovdje može da se pohvali da je dobar kirtan pevač ako ne može svojim kirtanom da proizvede maslac.
Hare Krishna. Šalim se. So, Gadadhar Pandit was Mahaprabhu's trusted man for Shravana, that is, hearing about the Bhagavatam.
Svarup Damodar je bio čovjek od trojenja gospodina Mahaprabhu i njemu je bilo povereno
And Svarup Damodar was the kirtan man of. Gadadhar Pandit for slushan, yes. We can learn about these two devotees and their methods of devotional service.
I mi možemo naučiti o toj dvojici bhakta i o njihovim metodima predanog služenja.
And give our attention to these methods.
I onda možemo dati svoju pažnju tim metodima.
Shravana and kirtana. And that will make our life glorious.
Ako posvetimo svoju pažnju shravana, kirtana, onda će to naš život učiniti slavnim.
See, it's so difficult to change our life because something has grabbed our attention.
Vidite kako je teško da promijenimo naš život zato što je nešto uhvatilo našu pažnju.
A certain lifestyle has captured our attention and now our life helplessly develops in this direction.
Nešto u našem životu privuklo našu pažnju i sada se naš život beznadežno odvija upravo u tom smjeru.
We now learn to give our attention to the right things. Woo, our life will develop in an entirely different way.
I ako sada naučimo da posvetimo svoju pažnju pravim stvarima, onda će se naš život razviti u potpuno drugačijem pravcu.
Like a powerful plant, our life will grow and grow and grow until we reach Goloka Vrindavan by the power of Shravana and Kirtana. Tomorrow we will hear about something else. We will hear actually that we cannot change our life without the help of divine power.
Sutradan ćemo čuti da u stvari ne možemo da provodimo svoj život bez pomoći božanske moći.
Today is the divine power day. Not power, it sounds so foolish. The divinity day. Tomorrow I wanted to say.
Sutra će biti dan te božanske moći.
But before I leave you alone, I have a question for you.
Ali sada pre nego što vas ostavim na samo, ja imam jedno pitanje za vas.
Is there something in your life which you should give more attention to?
Da li u vašem životu postoji nešto čemu bi trebalo da date više pažnje?
What do you need to give more attention at this moment in your life to, so that you can fill it with nectar? Before you go to bed, please think about this question. Where do you need to give more attention to at this point of your life?
Gdje treba da posvetite više pažnje u ovom trenutku u vašem životu?
There's so much power in giving attention. And if we don't do it, something will capture our attention.
to posvećivanje pažnje tako moćno i ako to ne uradimo svjesno, onda će nam svakako nesvjesno privući pažnju.
And often that which captures our attention is prayers, you know, something short term, flimsy.
I onda obično nešto što privuče našu pažnju, to je prejas, to je nešto prevratljivo i kratkotrajno.
So Hare Krishna, I have ended this class. Hopefully it was not too hot or too boring for you.
Hare Krishna, ja sam završio svoj čas i nadam se da vam nije bilo prevruće ili pregosno.
I must, when I review my own lectures this time of the summer camp, I must admit it's quite basic.
I ovog puta kada ja gledam, kada razmišljam o svom seminaru, o svojim časima, to je prilično onako osnovno.
But my dear devotees, what you learn here is so absolutely powerful and simple. It's simple, but it's powerful. I guarantee you, if you practice what you learn here, you will be self-realized souls.
Moj dragi bhakti, ovo što sada učite ovdje, to je tako jednostavno, u isto vrijeme tako moćno da vam ja garantujem da to budete praktikovali u svojim životima, da ćete postati samo spoznate duše.
We have 5 more minutes. Oh my God, it's 7 more minutes. Is there a quick question?
Imamo još samo 7 minuta, da li postoji jedno brzo pitanje?
Brzo pitanje. Fully surrendered Madayanti. To do everything at once, yeah. Madayanti has asked, if we want to change something in our life, there may be many things we need to look at, and it may be necessary to set a priority that I can't do everything now, but let me first do one thing. Now, how do we find this one thing and prioritize it? By which standards do we use?
Madayanti pitala da ako shvatimo da postoje određene stvari u našim životima koje mi želimo da promenimo, i onda ako tu ima više stvari, kako onda mi možemo da postavimo prioritete, da shvatimo koja je to jedna stvar na koju možemo da se prvo skoncentrišemo?
Madayanti, it's unfortunately not always possible for us to see that, because we are so caught up in our own world that we don't see things which are obvious to others.
Madayanti, na nesreću, nije moguće da mi uvijek napravimo to u svom životu, zato što smo toliko uhvaćeni u našu sopstvenu priču da ne možemo da vidimo stvari koje su drugima tako očigledne.
It's always easy for you to see another person going down the wrong path and then warning him, because you are not in his shoes, you are not as conditioned.
Uvijek je jako lako da vidimo drugu osobu kako ide sve niže i niže i kako se degradira, baš zbog toga što se ne nalazimo u njegovoj situaciji.
But it is so difficult to see where we go wrong in our own case.
Ali je jako teško da vidimo gdje to grešimo u našem sopstvenom slučaju.
And therefore it's also difficult to understand what is now really most important.
I iz istog razloga je jako teško shvatiti šta je sada najvažnije.
Especially when we are older devotees.
I specijalno ako smo već stariji.
It becomes harder.
Postaje sve teže.
And therefore, we need for something which we can't see, we need a mirror.
I za nešto što ne možemo da vidimo, nam je potrebno gledalo.
Like when you have a pimple in your face. This is an example which we know from our teenager days when the face was full with pimples. We need to go before the mirror and exactly locate the pink, the pimple, so that we can go.
Imamo jedan primjer iz naših tinejdžerskih dana kada smo bili prepuni bubuljica i onda bismo morali da idemo ispred ogledala da bismo mogli da stisnemo baš na tu bubuljicu.
Yes, and so the association of devotees acts like a mirror.
I društvo bhakta deluje poput tog ogledala.
But not if you go into this association make and always speak your own version.
Ali ne, ako odete u društvo bhakta i onda samo govorite svoju sopstvenu verziju.
You have to open yourself to listen to what the devotees can tell you.
I morate da otvorite sebe tako da ste mogli da čujete ono što bhakte imaju da vam kažu.
That's not so easy when we are old.
A to nije tako lako kad smo stari.
And we need to find a devotee to whom we feel confidence so that we can open and ask for an advice.
I onda moramo naći bhaktu koga imamo dovoljno poverenje pred kojim se možemo otvoriti i da pitamo što to nije u redu.
Oh, empty, so empty is a life where we cannot find someone who tells us where we go wrong and where we have to improve.
I život postaje tako prazan kada ne možemo da nađemo nekoga ko će nam ukazati na to gdje smo pogrešili i kako možemo da se poboljšamo.
We are so lonely in our laughter and our social talk when we don't have someone who can tell us where we are. That means where we are an illusion.
I onda smo tako usamljeni u našem smehu i u našim razgovorima i nemamo nikoga ko bi mogao da nam kaže koliko smo mi u iluziji.
Sad, so sad is the life where others feel they can't tell us anything any longer.
I tužan, pretužan je taj život kada drugi osjećaju da nam više ne mogu reći šta je loše u vezi s nama.
Boring is the life where we don't receive signals from Guru and Krishna any longer.
I dosadan je život kada više ne primamo nikakve signale od Guru i Krishna.
Lost are our days without these signals.
I naši dani su izgubljeni bez tih signala.
Hare Krishna. So we need to open ourselves.
Tako da je potrebno da se otvorimo.
Need to find the association. And then we can get that tip, and that tip will come to us, and it will be like a signal comes. Wow, I got a signal again.
I onda trebamo naći takvo društvo i onda će to biti poput toga da smo opet uhvatili neki signal koji smo izgubili.
In our Gaurahari and myself often, no, Gaurahari doesn't get lost so much, but I'm often getting lost. And we have in our car now a GPS. Do you know what that is? You type in, we want to go there, and then it says, go left, go right, take the other autobahn, and in 200 meters you will have reached your destination.
Gore Hari i ja kada putujemo našim vozilima, često nam se dešava da se izgubimo i onda mi imamo u svojim kolima GPS, to je taj uređaj koji vam kaže sada trebaš da ideš levo, sada trebaš da skreneš, da nastaviš i onda kaže i nakon 200 metara stići ćeš na svoje ogrede.
A little while, but sometimes we lose the signal.
Ali nekad se desi da mi izgubimo signal.
Like all these foolish modern machines, you know. We lost the signal in Berlin and we were really on the last minute. We had to go to the university. We had to deliver a lecture on Vedic psychology.
I onda ko se desi da izgubimo signal, a mi se nalazimo sred Berlina i u poslednjem minutu treba da stignemo na predavanje na univerzitetu o vedskoj psihologiji.
We became desperate. Where to go?
I onda mi postanemo očajni. Gde sada da idemo?
Ananda Gopal was already dying from nervousness in the car. because we were so late and the signal was lost. Then I developed this huge anxiety where I become impossible to even look at. Where do we go? Where do we go? And then all of a sudden it beep beep beep, turn left. Ah, we got the signal again. We conditioned souls are often in this world just going down a path, but we have already a feeling this is not good.
I često mi dušu u ovom svetu uslovljeni smo, tako da često idemo nizvrdicom i dobijemo te signale, nešto nije u redu.
But we just don't want to admit that we are lost because we look so foolish.
Ali mi ne želimo da priznamo da smo se izgubili zato što onda izgledamo tako budalasno.
And then no one can give us a signal when we say u redu, everything is all right with me.
I onda niko ne može da nam dati taj signal kada kažemo, ma da, sve je u redu s nama.
And we continue to run down. So if you want to know what you should do, get the signal. You need to open yourself to the Super Soul and to Guru. Why are you afraid? Whom are you trying to fool that you are on the right path? Solomon could see very easily. He was a little higher. There are higher personalities than us. Therefore, my dear devotees, prioritize. Well, in my seminar, I'm giving 3 points to prioritize. These are really the 3 life-giving practices of Krishna consciousness: Shravanam and Kirtanam. And tomorrow we will enter Smaranam.
To su 3 prakse koje ako radite, onda će dati život vaše svesnosti Krišne. To su Shravana, Kirtana i sutra ćemo govoriti o Smaranu.
Hare Krishna. Little hot. Yeah. We have come to the end of our presentation because it's really 7 o'clock, isn't it? Oh, really? I want to alert all of you this evening at Maharaj, is Bhakti Vaibhava? Yes. When do you think should we start? Should we start at 7:30 directly after the arati, or should we start at 8 o'clock? What would you suggest? I personally suggest 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj will take us on a journey. He will show us part of a new movie he is making. He will explain, he will enlighten us, and he will show us slides. It's very interesting. Please be here at 8 o'clock German time.
Molimo vas da budete ovdje tačno 8, ali po nemačkom principu.
Haribo. I think we can do something with it. But I would really like to make it with the Hare Krishna.